Well, oh my gosh, JP actually put it very lightly. I am more than excited to be on this thing with you guys right now, and even just getting on and hearing your guys' enthusiasm and anticipation for what we are about to embark on, I am totally, completely jacked and excited about what's going to be happening. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so anyway, I'm trying to give a contact to you guys, and that's what I'm a contact, meaning who your coordinator is for the class so that you know who to contact in case you have issues with getting your homework in and things like that. Anyway, but I have been anticipating this. This class gets more results than anything that we do, obviously outside of First Steps to Success and Creating a Dynasty, as far as one specific skill set that we are able to focus on and one particular skill set that you must have, that you must master. And the reason why I'm just so completely anticipating phenomenal results out of you is because you are the hungriest out of everybody in the entire database. You are the most committed to mastering this particular skill because you did whatever it took to be able to be a part of what this is. And for some of you, it was a massive financial stretch. For others of you, it was a major time stretch. For some of you, it was both. And so you pressed through whatever excuses that could have hindered you, and you put your head down and you said, no, I've got to do this for the next 4 weeks. And so we're going to be working very closely together over the next 4 weeks as a team. We're going to watch results absolutely skyrocket, and I am totally anticipating week after week after week hearing what many of you have done. So first of all, I've got a couple things. I've got a bit of an agenda that I've got to talk to you about before we get right into our content. First of all, congratulations for making it in. Obviously, the class, both classes completely sold out, and we actually are filling up extremely fast for August, even right now as we speak. Every day, there's a tremendous amount of people enrolling for that class, and that one's going to sell out here pretty shortly also. And so we anticipate that most of them will continue to sell out because this really is the greatest need that is in the home-based business industry, greatest need for anybody in any kind of marketing or sales type of a position. And when you can master this, that's where you get to spend less time actually doing this because it takes less time to be able to get the job done when your ratios are much higher. So congratulations, you made it in the class. Obviously, there's somebody else rooting for you. There's somebody on your side who felt it was necessary for you to be a part of what is happening with us together as a team. And so I just totally want to give you some preparation so that you can maximize your results here in the next 30 days. Number one, you need to make sure that you have plenty of leads before the next day or two takes place. And here's why. You're going to be dialing more than you've ever dialed before. And I know some of you in here totally depend on warm market. Others of you depend on referrals. Others of you depend on cold market. And if that is the case, I still believe that you might want to have something to supplement what it is that you're doing. I don't want, and this will be the worst thing that could happen, if you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs looking for people to call. Even if you've got your list, let's say, of 200 names and you're working warm market, you're going to need to generate some extra contacts somehow, whether it's from referrals or it's recalling some of those people, and, of course, adding to your list. You need to get that list to at least 400. And if you're really part-time, 400 contacts making in this month is probably going to be a pretty good effort if you're working about 10 hours a week. But if you're working more than 10 hours a week, you're going to need a whole lot more than just 400 people to contact over the next month. So, I mean, this is going to be absolutely invigorating, and you're going to use the muscle of talking to people over the next 30 days. And I'm so excited to see the results. I have this insane anticipation. Number two, I want to say congratulations to those of you who are in both classes, which is the vast majority of you. The vast majority of you are in both. And the reason is because 99% of my students who are 99% of my students who are not in both classes have totally regretted it by the second week. And here's why. Because the results go up in their show-up rate, meaning that they used to get 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10 to show up for a presentation. By the second week, we usually have most of those people get at least 5 out of 10 show up. The ones that were at a 5 out of 10 usually can get 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 people show up for the presentation and for the follow-up call. And so the results for having people show up are definitely going to increase. But if your closing ratios, let's say, are 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20, that would be horrible because here now you're having five times more people show up, but your closing ratio is still only 1 out of 10. Yes, you're still going to sponsor more people, but could you imagine if you had been in both classes, which most of you are in, where at the same time, you know, your numbers went for closing from 1 out of 10 to 3 out of 10. Well, look at that. I mean, here you have five times more people showing up, and now you got you're closing three times more of the ones that are actually showing up. So that's how you can see far more results. In fact, Becky, who was a First Steps graduate and came through the class, she's out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. She's a mom with a daycare who prior to the class had a 4 out of 10 show-up ratio, and then through the class got 10 out of 10. She had a 100% show-up ratio of people showing up while she was in the class. And she could close 1 out of 5, which is 2 out of 10, from the people that show up for the presentation. And she did both classes at the same time, and I'm sure she had not done both classes at the same time, and I am confident and positive that when she had 1 out of 10, now having 10 out of 10 show up, that she would have been able to see at least 3 out of 5, which would have been 6 out of 10 that she would have been able to sponsor. Instead of sponsoring 2 a month, she would have sponsored a ridiculous amount, 9 within a week is what she would have been looking at, is what I had calculated the numbers. So if she was in both classes, she would have brought in 20 to 30 people her first month working in those classes. So all I have to say to you that are in both classes, which is the vast majority of you, good job for having the foresight of being in both of the classes. It is going to be a stretch. It is going to be a push, but it is absolutely going to be worth it. Also, for those of you who have signed up and you already got yourself registered for the MP3s, excellent. I actually have a little bit more homework for you with getting the MP3s of this, because you went the extra mile and because you wanted to maximize your results. And I've got one more step that I have for you that I'm going to talk to you about a little bit later. Now, I want you to know that Laura Lee Johnson is your contact person. She's your point of contact for the group coaching. So if you call our office, you need to get a hold of her. You can just call that 800 number and ask for Laura Lee, and she will go ahead and be in contact with you to help you with whatever it is that you need concerning administrative type things with your homework. You can contact our office if you have any problem downloading the MP3s. You will be getting the MP3s within a day of the class being done. So as soon as we receive them from VoiceText, then you will be receiving them in your email. And then I have further instructions for that. So she's the one who coordinates all of the homework and your questions. If you need help with email or looking, downloading your MP3 onto a CD, you can reach her. And you can either email her or you can reach her live by calling our office. If you are already regretting not being in both classes, you can, even though the classes are already closed out, what I would do is I would contact the office directly and just say, Danny had said that because I'm in the prospecting class, that she will let me in on the closing class. You can go ahead and take care of that following the class, or you can just take care of it right now if you want to. And so you can go ahead and take care of that now, as well as, I'll wait on that one. Okay, so here's what I got to talk to you about, and this is very important. Your numbers right now are about to change. You're going to see some numbers improve, but you've got to make sure that you are doing enough numbers, dialing enough numbers. There's very few people actually in both of these classes that I'm looking at right now where we have enough dials being done. In fact, it is ridiculous how many are. In fact, I will tell you right now, there might be 10 of you. There might be 10 of you that are actually doing the amount of dials that you should be for the amount of hours that you're working. And so we're going to have to do whatever it takes to increase that, and that's your job to increase that. Now, here's most of you are First Steps graduates, which makes my job so much easier by far. This is going to be so easy with all of you guys. Vast majority of you are First Steps graduates, and a whole mess of you that are Creating a Dynasty graduates also. So we're going to be fine-tuning your skills, and it does make my job easier. For those of you that are not, you are going to be a bit behind. I'm just going to let you know that, because the vast majority of the class, over 95% of them, have already graduated through First Steps, already graduated through Creating a Dynasty. Not 95% through Dynasty, but the vast majority of them have. So they've got a certain level of skill, and they have a certain level of understanding. And it's a privilege and an honor to work with those of you that are First Steps graduates. Oh, my gosh, I can't even tell you It really is an honor and a privilege because we're of one like mind, because we are of the same understanding, and it's simply just fine-tuning your skill sets. And so for those of you who are not, what I'm about to say you will not understand, but the rest of you are totally understand. But you were required to listen to Live in North Carolina and obviously possess the script book and the supplemental in order to be in the class, because that's what we're teaching from. And so the only way that you were even to bring even closely up to speed was at least understanding the information that was on Live in North Carolina. But here's what I have to tell you. There can be no egos here in the room. In order for us to move forward, in order for us to improve together as a team, and this is all of us working together, there can be no ego trips here in the room. If you're in this class, you know, to try to impress me or impress somebody else, you're in here for the wrong reason. If you're in here trying to prove that you're better than somebody else, you are in here for the wrong reason. And I highly recommend you just remove yourself out of the class right now. Let there be room for somebody else who's on a waiting list waiting for August to get in here now. Because in order for me to move forward with you, I'm actually going to need permission from you that if I see you doing something or heading in a direction that I know based on past experience, I've been at this for 18 years. I've been heavily coaching people for the last 4 years. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying I'm the chief head knowledge of everything, because I am not, but I do know my stuff. I do know my profession. I do know what helps people get results. And if I see you going in a direction or saying something or doing something that is not helpful and beneficial for your future and for your children's future or for your business future, then I need permission from you to call it like it is. I'm going to call you on the spot and give you a choice to make a change. And so I'm going to open up the lines a little bit later from now to see if I can get that permission from you, because you are giving me a heads up. It's a handshake agreement that, Danny, I've hired you to coach me, so I need you to just go for it. Just show me what I need to change, and I promise you I'll give it my best shot to change it. Because you cannot be more worried about not looking bad. And that's an ego trip. If you're worried about looking bad, if you're worried about other people saying that you're terrible at prospecting, if you're worried about people, you know, looking at what your faults are, then you're not quite ready for this. But if you're ready to go beyond your ego and you're ready to bust through opposition, then this is the class for you. And so don't be worried about, you know, not looking good. Don't be worried about, you know, improving faster than somebody else. Don't you be worried about any of that kind of nonsense, because none of that is going to help you in this class this month, and it's not going to help you in your future. And if you're more worried about your ego trip and more worried about looking good before everybody and more worried about what people think, then hang up now and get your money back. I need you to be ready and deadly serious in order for all of us to move forward. I will help you break through that barrier because we will put you on the spot. But this isn't about anybody else that's here. This is all about you and you improving. I want great stories out of you, and I'm confident if we can work together and you can follow directions, I am confident that you'll be able to get the results that you're looking for. I am going to be direct, short, and very quick to the point, so that we can maximize our time together. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. You just need to understand that this is a serious this is a serious class. This is a serious boot camp here for just prospecting. We're not going to be talking about closing, by the way, at all. So if you have closing questions, I'm sorry, this is not the format to ask about that. But anything that has to do with getting people to show up for a presentation, that's what this class is all about. On that note, in order for us to maximize the class together, I will be short. I will be quick. I will be direct. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm not going to be sensitive, so to speak, on everybody's feelings. I'm just going to, because we've got short periods of time, you'll be amazed how fast an hour and a half flies by. We've already ended this class 18 minutes as it is right now. And so you don't want me spending an extra 2 minutes per person having to sugarcoat everything. I'm just going to be direct, quick, to the point, and give you the deal. Here's one more thing. Some of you are going to end this class with more confidence, more conviction, more belief. Others of you won't. And that is merely by your choice. It is by your state of mind. Some of you will do nothing that I share with you to do. You will fight me every single step of the way. And others of you will do exactly all that I share and will have phenomenal growth. You will have immediate, intangible growth, meaning immediate confidence boost. That is intangible. You'll have immediate belief growth. That is intangible. And you will also have tangible growth. The tangible growth is completely up to you and the activity in which you are willing to do. You absolutely will have the intangible growth of belief and confidence, conviction, authority, attitude, and focus. So on a weekly basis, as you know, you are required, just as if you are entering into a college course, you are required to show up and you are required to submit your homework assignment. Well, this is exactly the same way. So in understand that each week you are to submit your homework assignment, and that needs to be turned in the last close of business day that you have. And if your last business day is on Fridays, then send that homework assignment in immediately. If the last closing day is Sunday, all the homework needs to be in before Sunday at midnight. But again, if you don't work on Sunday, then send it in on Saturday. So before midnight on Sundays, that has to be in. So you need to put a notification somewhere on your computer. Make an appointment for yourself. Those of you that just came out of Dynasty, make an appointment in your calendar. Send in homework, and you immediately just follow your own plan of sending in that homework. I will only role play with those who have sent in their homework, and I will only answer the questions of those who have sent in their homework. As you may agree with me that those who send in their homework obviously are at the front of the class, and they deserve, because of their commitment level and their following directions, they are showing that they are the most teachable and the most hungry because they are following directions, and you know how I am on that, then those are the ones that I'm going to participate with. If you want me to role play with you, you need to submit that in with your homework assignments weekly. I will not be able to role play with everybody in the next 4 weeks. It's just the way that that's going to work. That we will role play with a lot of people, but we will not be able to role play with every single person. Now, if you want me to role play with you, you will increase your odds by increasing your numbers. You will increase your odds by sending in your homework and putting a note in there, you know, at the top, Danny, please role play with me, and they will go ahead and insert that in here. So when I'm working with our operator here on the line, she's going to, for today, because there were no requests of role play because I didn't tell you to, or actually I might just randomly pick people that I'm going to choose to role play with, as we get to the end, we may, not out of every class, but we may have a time of open Q&A. During that time of open Q&A, the operator will let me know who has raised their hand, who wants to ask me a question. I need to check the homework assignment to make sure that they've done it. If they have not done it, then we'll take the next person that's in there. So you make sure that I receive your homework every single week, and that is merely your responsibility. Okay, where else are we? Don't be embarrassed about sending your numbers. By the way, I mean, if you wind up, you know, with zeros 1 month, you know, 1 week, and you wind up with a bunch of, you know, you made no dials or whatever, I don't know why you're in this class if you're going to make no dials, because you're not maximizing the class. This isn't just about information. This is about activation. Activation of the information is the key and most important thing about this class, and that's how together as a team we're going to move you forward. And so don't be embarrassed about what your numbers are. I don't look at your numbers and go, wow, this person really sucks. No, in fact, if you really stink at your numbers, guess what? That just encourages me to go, yes, we're going to see this person break through. That's the way I see it, that I want to see this person increase and grow and be developed and be an inspiration to all of those other people out there that are struggling and frustrated and feeling like they're going to quit the most greatest opportunity that they've ever had in their life to succeed. They'll walk away from it because they don't think they can do it. And I'm looking forward to many of you being that inspiration for all of those people who really would wind up turning away. So also to let you know, this is a refining process. It's going to hurt. For some of you, it's going to hurt. Just like, for example, I don't know if you've ever been coached by a sports coach before, but as a sports coach, what typically happens is that they press you beyond what your own limitations are, and you can't get out of bed the next day because you're so dang sore. And that is a good sign of your body strengthening. And so you might wind up with laryngitis at the end of the month, and that's good. And the only reason why you wind up with laryngitis at the end of the month is because you have not been in the practice of prospecting enough. That is why some of you will wind up not having a voice at the end of the month. And you might be tired at the end of the month, and I'm looking forward to that because we've got to strengthen your body, strengthen your voice, strengthen your ability to be able to prospect like an absolute maniac. And so just know that I, as a coach, I'm going to press you. I'm going to press you beyond your limits. I'm going to stretch your belief beyond your limits. I'm going to stretch your skill set beyond what your current limits are, and we will increase together. And I am so looking forward to it. Now, for the last and final statement that I need to make, those of you who had the foresight, those of you who had the knowledge, those of you that are the extra mile people, which are those of you who are a part of my MP3 category, those of you that are in the MP3 class, which means that you requested a recording of this class. It's being professionally recorded. And by the way, if I'm going to role play with you, do not be on speakerphone, and don't ever prospect on the speakerphone either. Very unprofessional, it doesn't build trust with your prospect. And for me, it makes for a terrible recording on this side for it being professionally recorded. So for those of you that are that extra mile group, that you have that level of leadership to understand, I want to hear this over and over again. I do have a homework assignment for you that's different than everybody else. What I have noticed through the last couple of years of doing classes is, and we track everything, we track all the results, and what we have noticed, and it's really profound and amazing, is that the people who have the MP3s, and this is a homework assignment, you must listen for 1 hour every day up until you receive the next MP3 of the next class. So, for example, prospecting, you're going to, you know, every week, every Tuesday, we're going to be meeting on the phone. And so every Tuesday, you're going to receive a new MP3 of the prospecting class. So you need to listen to that all the way through the next Monday until the next class starts, and then you will receive the new one. And here's the reason for it. It is, you already know, especially been to First Steps, that your retention and your, it's retention. The ability to retain is increasing 70% more. 70% more when you listen again and again and again. So listen, you've made this investment into these classes, and so obviously you know you don't want to miss 1 ounce of information, and this is the number one thing that my MP3 students say. They say, oh my gosh, was I sleeping through the class? They said that they heard things that they did not hear the first time, heard things that they did not hear the third and fourth time listening to the MP3. So you need to listen to that MP3 once a day up until the next class. It's going to cause you to retain more, learn more, and activate more. And so you must listen, again, one MP3 every day up until the very next class. So there you go. And I'm excited because you will see the ones that are the people who have the MP3s, they have the recording of the class, are the ones that grow the most, they retain the most, their numbers increase the fastest in most cases, not in all, but in most cases, that is typically how it goes. Okay, cool. Alrighty, and why? Because repetition is the mother of skill, and you are letting that absolute fact groom you, which is awesome, very awesome. All right, cool. Let me see who our operator is.
Hi, Danny, it's me.
Mia Sarah.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Okay, Sarah, I think what I'm going to do is I am going to randomly pick who I want to work with.
Okay, let me play Q&A mode real quick.
Okay, cool. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to randomly pick a couple people that I want to role play with based on some numbers that I'm looking at here. Also, to let you guys know, I'm going to be tracking everybody in four different categories, and it's basically a running contest, so to speak, each week for the most dials, most people who have spoken to the most, brought the most to a presentation, and enrolled the most amount of people. And so let's just say for this, last week we've got most dials was Barbara Steinberg. Most people that the people who talked to the most people was Carmen Colquitt and Carol Rankin, who's a friend of mine, wonderful woman with a great cause that she's behind. Carol Rankin also brought the most amount of people to a conference call, 45 people she brought to a conference call. And then Alan Botion is who enrolled the most amount of people last week was six. He enrolled six. And so awesome job. You guys are actually the leaders as far as the numbers go throughout the entire class. And, Alan, you did that in 12 hours. That's pretty amazing. 155 dials, 15 conversations. Pretty awesome. Actually, I'm looking at this. I see. Well, whatever. Okay, so I think what I'm going to start off with is Barbara Steinberg. That's the first person I want to because she led in dials. So let's go ahead and pull up Barbara Steinberg and let's get some role playing underway.
Okay, Barbara, can you press number one, please? Your line is now open, Barbara.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. I want you to pull out your script.
I have it.
Okay, so based on your numbers, it's looking like you're doing cold leads, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to be the prospect, and you go ahead and prospect me.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Barbara. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just kind of on the internet, and, you know, what do you have available?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I can get one.
Great. I'll wait.
Okay. Okay, I got one.
Great. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few quick questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Do you want to make money working part-time from home?
Yeah, I think so. What is this all about?
Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Have you worked in the workforce?
Yes, I have.
And what have you done?
Right now I'm a decorator.
A decorator. And what do you do as a decorator?
Well, I work for JCPenney's, and I actually go into people's homes, help them measure for carpet and drapes and fabrics and all kinds of stuff like that.
How did you learn that?
They actually sent me through three weeks of training in the Seattle area.
And was that scary after 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think my first couple of days was extremely scary.
What did you like about it?
I like the money.
And how much money was that?
I make it's a straight commission job and we make 10% of everything that we sell. So I make about $3,000 a month.
Okay. And what did you dislike about it?
I don't like the other decorators.
Okay. Are you thinking of supplementing your income or are you thinking of having your income replaced?
I think I would like to supplement it.
Great. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
How many?
One.
Great. What kind of income are you looking for to generate in the next 12 months?
I think I would like to at least double my income.
So that would be $6,000.
Yeah.
Great. Our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So, Danny, we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I'm pretty serious.
Tell me why.
Well, I would like to buy a house, and I would like to buy a new car.
Great. Let me tell you about our company. We're a 15-year-old, $55 million corporation. We have 50,000 representatives nationally. And we have satisfied clients all over the United States, and because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis. We're currently debt-free, and we're in a number of different publications. Danny, have you heard about Forbes magazine?
I have. Yes, I have.
And Entrepreneur magazine?
Yeah, I have.
Actually, we've been on 60 Minutes with Morley Safer. And we were founded by Dennis and Daniel Bloom, and the name of our company is ABC. Have you heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They are a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Definitely.
Great. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Do you have access to the internet?
I do.
Great. Can you be on the internet while we're still talking?
Yeah, I can actually.
Great. So we'll continue talking and go to the internet because I don't want any glitches.
Okay.
Okay, I want to confirm your email address. That's www.dannyjohnson.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Great. Were you able to? Oh, okay. So can you get to www.xyz.com?
Okay. Okay. So what does it cost to get started?
Do you have money set aside for working from home?
What do you mean by that? I mean, how much money are we talking about?
It depends on how much money you were willing to put into the company.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at the website, I think it will answer many of your questions. And if you can do that in the next 20 minutes while I interview other people, I'll call you back and we'll see if it works for you. I don't know whether it will work for you. But why don't you try, take a look at the website, take good notes, because there are things on there that might interest you, because you mentioned that you wanted to buy a car, buy a home, and this may be just what you're looking for. So we'll be pre-screening a lot of people right now. We'll be making a decision real soon. So the sooner you can take notes and take a look at the website, depending upon what your response is to this information, we'll determine whether or not we'll be working together long term.
Okay.
Okay? And I'll speak to you in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, you can take a deep breath now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, take a deep breath, honey.
I'm
I know, isn't that
floor.
Nerve-wracking? To be the first one that I call on.
Absolutely.
But you were a trooper, girl. You were an absolute trooper. So that was a hard thing to be just totally called out on the spot, not thinking that you would be, and you did a good job. I want to know, how long have you had that script in your possession?
About 4 months.
About 4 months. And how many people would you say that you actually get a hold of? If you're making about 500 dials per week, how many people are you actually getting a hold of?
Well, it will be 500. Right now it's about 300, and I'm getting a hold of about less than 100.
Yeah. If you got 100, that'd be a shock. That'd be like 30%. Would you say it's like 50? Usually it's about 10%, especially you wrote here that you're doing dirt cheap leads.
Yeah, they're cheap. They're really cheap.
Really, really cheap leads. So you're probably getting a hold of maybe 30. You think it's 50?
Maybe 50.
Maybe 50? Okay. Okay, so out of the 50 that you would get a hold of, how many are showing up for a presentation?
I didn't write that down, but I would say about 15.
About 15 out of 50? Okay, Barbara, you want to make sure that you track all of that. Okay, because
okay.
That's the only way that we're going to see if you're improving. You know how you could, if somebody wanted to lose weight, and if they don't get on the scale at least once a week, and they say, oh, no, I'll notice in my clothes. right? If they're not measuring, and if they're not measuring for inches and they're not getting on the scale, then how do you really know? If you're trying to just base it on, oh, I think this is working. No, that's not how we're going to work this. We want to track everything, okay? So you want to definitely count up, you know, how many dials, how many people are actually answering the phone. Out of those, how many of you scheduling for a presentation? Out of those, how many actually showed up for the follow-up call? Out of those, how many did you sign? So that's what you that's what you want to base it on. Okay, so to me, how long have you been in your business?
I'm embarrassed to say since August, and about 8 months, I was so afraid to call. I didn't call.
Oh, honey, no reason to be embarrassed to say that. That's the majority of the people that are in this class right now. You have nothing to worry about, honey. You're in good company. When did you actually start calling?
When I'm sitting in the doctor's office and reading about Sandy and lupus and the trainer, and I said, who is she? And I looked it up. And I got your name, and ever since I've been listening every day to
wow.
you. I have your North Carolina in the bedroom. I have your I have your Monday night calls in the den. I have you all over.
Okay, so that's been about 4 months?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm proud of you for stepping up and making that amount of dials and giving it your best shot from being terrified since August. And for the last few months, just stepping up and giving it your best shot. So the reason why I'm asking these questions is I want to know how much practice have you actually had. And so it's just going to take some time to get familiar with that script. Now, let me tell you some things that I thought you did awesome. Great job on your company track record. Awesome job there. You just had that thing dialed. You were very confident in giving your company track record, and your company has a great track record, so that's an easy thing to sell. And so you did a wonderful job communicating what that was with really good posture. And so that was excellent. Let me give you a couple things that you want to shore up. Now, one is it's going to take you just a little bit more time to get real familiar and comfortable with that script. And the main thing is that you want to make that script as though it is your own. Are you a woman that talks with your hands?
No.
Not at all?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I was a teacher, so I guess yes.
Uh-huh. Now, see, you have been giggling and you've been smiling as you and I have been talking, but when we were going through the script, you weren't doing any of that. When we were going through the strict, it was more medicinal and sterile. And so I want to see the real person of Barbara come through that script, okay? And so you were, like you, with me, you've been fun with me, and you've been interactive with me. But when we were going through the script, it was more of, I have got to read this thing right.
Correct, yes.
I want you to forget about trying to read it right. See, I have yet to see a sentence come out of your mouth where you don't giggle at the end.
That's true.
And I didn't hear the giggle at all through that script. It was more of, oh, that's great. When I said, you know, I have one child, oh, that's great. Okay, now, since you were a teacher, my love, you know how to be interested in other people. I don't know why you're trying to be medicinal and sterile, but get rid of that thing, please. What did you teach, Barbara?
Grades 1 through 6.
Oh, hello. Talk about knowing how to be demonstrative and animated. Hello. Yes, you used your hands. Big and small.
A lot.
No question. You know how to talk with a smile, right?
See, I have to practice who cares.
Well, and I can hear that. I can absolutely hear that because you are very concerned about what the prospect thinks about you. And that's how come you're being very stiff and very sterile and very, very medicinal. So let me do it. Let me take you through it so you can feel the difference between the two, okay?
Right.
Okay, because I know you know how to be genuinely interested in people. I know you do. You don't teach first through third grade without being genuinely interested in people.
Mm-hmm.
That is a natural thing for you. Okay, so I'm going to call you, and we'll go ahead and start and say, I'll say hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
That was a while ago.
Yeah. So do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. To save us both some time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Let's stop right there. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back and do it again, and let's see if you notice anything different. Okay. So,
yes.
Hi, Barbara.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I'm not interested.
Can you see the difference between those two examples?
Yes.
Yes. So you need to loosen up, honey. It doesn't matter what that prospect says or thinks. That is totally irrelevant right now. Right now, it's about you getting comfortable with being you on the phone. Because if you can be you, you're going to make great connections with people. Okay?
Okay.
Here was a sign that you were trying to do it right and that you were trying to sell me something. There are two signs. One of them was you said the word interested. You know, I think that there's some things on this website that you might be interested in, and I believe that you might find that this might work for you. You're trying to convince me.
Yeah.
That was a sign of selling. Okay? But you are not a salesperson, and I love that you're not a salesperson, a traditional salesperson. I love that fact. I love that you're an educator. I love that. That's beautiful. You like to help to bring understanding to people. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
And you have a gift of persuasion because you had to persuade someone like my son to actually do his writing assignment, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. You've had to persuade kids to sit still.
And to groom them for the next generation.
Amen, sister. Amen. So here's what I know. You have the ability to persuade without being a hardcore, slimy, slick oil salesperson. So don't try to become one of those. I need you to just be you. However many years you've been teaching, you can do this. You can do this. So it's about making that connection, okay?
Yes.
So when I went through with you and do you have a pen and paper handy? You know, that all that was fine. Now it's about, now here's this. About being a, I said I was a custom decorator, and you did a good job. But see, even for you, I know you have a creative side in you, and that alone should have given you a bit of a curiosity, which you did. You asked, how did you learn how to do that? You know, what do you like about it? What do you like most? You know, and I said, I like the money. Really? How so? You could have gotten me going off about my career, okay? And, what I don't like about it, and I said I don't like the other decorators. Really, how come?
Yes.
Come on, you know how when you're on the playground with a third grader and he comes to you crying, what is the question that you ask?
What's the matter?
Exactly. Right? What's wrong? What happened? And you try to search it out, and, Joey pushed me down. Well, Joey, come on over here. What happened? Right? So when I say I don't like the other decorators, that should pose something to you. Say, what happened? What's wrong? How come? Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not married, but I have a child. Oh. Wow. Okay. So how old is your child? What do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? So I want you to kind of get more into loosening that prospect up by loosening yourself up.
Yes, it's me.
Okay. And then when you're walking me over to my computer, that is when you just want to form me a little bit more.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, did you always want to be a decorator? That's a question that you could ask me. Instead of, I'm going to keep you talking. It was so cute that you said that. You obviously had that note in your script somewhere. Keep them talking as we're moving them over to the computer. Right premise, but that's not the part you're supposed to say to them. So I just like, okay, so do you see yourself decorating forever? No, not at all. Really? Okay, so what else do you want to do? Something, you know what I mean? Just keep me talking about, what do you get to do for fun? I mean, what kind of hours do you work? Do you get to have some time off? You know, questions like that. I want you to get out of Barbara sticking to the script so heavily, being more concerned about that. You'll naturally stick to the script as you go. Don't hear me wrong. I want you to stick to the script, but I don't want to be your highest priority of, I've got to do this right. I want you to get to know this prospect, just like you used to get to know the parents of your students during those parent-teacher conferences.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Thanks.
Good job, girl. Good job. I am so very proud of you that you busted through phone fear, that you busted through the fear of working your business. I am so proud of you for doing that, man. You have that is 90% of it. The fact that you just said, I don't care, I'll step it up and I can do this. You know that you're listening and you're applying. Barbara, good job. Good job. You keep it up. And don't put a time limit on yourself of how long. Do you know what I mean? You didn't put a time limit on yourself when you went to get your degree for teaching, did you? Not at all. It was, I'm going to go through it, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to be good at it. How long did you teach?
About 3 years, but I was a hospital administrator.
Hello. You know how to interview.
I mean,
give me a break.
I don't know why the posture just folds with this.
Mm. Well, I don't know. All I know is you have the posture. All I know is you have the ability. All I know is that you can do this. All you need to do is forget about what they think. And you can do that. This is your new career. Even if you treated this just as you did being a hospital administrator, you had to hire people, you had to fire people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you know how to do that. You know how to work with people, and you know how to pull the best out of people, right?
Yes.
This is exactly the same thing. It's the exact same thing, different product. That's the only difference. Your product is an insurance plan, which is so similar to what you were doing before as well. Has to do with healthcare, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it does. So you're just on the other side of it now.
Yes.
So, yeah, you got this thing. It's not a big deal. Okay, cool. Sarah, go ahead and put her back in the class. Thank you so much, Barbara. Next person I want to pull up is Danielle Hickson.
Hey, Danielle. If you can press the number one, that would be great. Thank you. Your line is now open.
Hi, Danny.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, 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 good. Okay, hold on. Got to check this over here. All right. Looking at your numbers, you're doing a great job in the amount of dials that you're doing.
Okay.
Which is awesome. Okay, hold on 1 second. I need to find you in my roster here. And there it is. Okay, cool. All righty. Now, on your numbers, getting a hold of about 34 and setting 9 appointments, and 3 actually went to your presentation.
Right.
Okay.
That week.
That week. Was that a normal week or a bad week or a good week or what?
That was about a normal week.
Okay.
I have worse. Like yesterday I had 4 out of 4 appointments not show up.
Okay. Okay,
yes.
Cool. Well, you're in the right place, baby.
Right.
You're in the right place to change that.
Yeah, here's the 2x4.
Yeah, here's the 2x4. Okay, I'll be gentle, I promise. We'll put some velvet over the 2x4. Okay, so let's go ahead and I want you to go ahead and prospect me. Go for it.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Yes.
Hi, this is Danielle. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
All right. So to save us both some time, I need to ask a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Yes? Okay. So are you currently working from home?
I am not.
No? So what is it you do?
I actually work for National Car Rental.
National Car Rental? What do you do there?
I'm actually a licensee manager.
What does a licensee manager do?
Okay. Well, basically, we're in a licensee location, which means that you know how when you take your car in to get it repaired?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, there's a car rental place right inside the dealership. That's me.
Okay, so this is a repair center?
Well, no, it's a dealership. Yeah. And obviously, you know, dealership sells cars, and they actually repair cars. You know, when people bring their cars in to be serviced.
Oh,
so then
yeah.
If your car needs to be serviced and you need to rent a car for the day or two or how long it's going to be in the shop, then you come to me.
Okay, there you go, got it. Because, I worked in the auto repair industry for a while myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 8 months.
8 months. Well, that's not very long. Do you like it?
I do like it.
Yeah? Why?
I like the freedom that I have.
Okay. Freedom from?
More like freedom to do, you know, I do have to be there within certain hours, but within those hours, I don't have a boss staring, you know, down my throat or anything like that.
Oh,
so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're kind of sort of on your own while you're there? As long as you get your job done, there's nobody striking a whip over you?
Right.
Yeah. So what do you do while you're there with no boss looking over your shoulder?
I rent cars.
Oh, okay. So you actually, there's not a whole lot of downtime then?
No, not really at all.
Okay. So then what do you like about it? What don't you like about it? You just told me what you like, huh?
Yeah. What I I'm going to stop you right here because I've already found the reason why they're not showing up.
Okay, so cool.
Let me just go ahead and give this to you. And this is very common, Danielle. And by the way, you are as chipper as they get. You have awesome enthusiasm.
Yay,
you are as cute as a button. So all of that, don't change a thing there, girlfriend. You are just precious and fun and laughable and all of that kind of stuff. And so all that's really, really good. You got all that going really, really well for you.
Okay.
But there's a couple things here that I can see already is the reason why they're not showing up. And I would assume that some of your conversations are going over 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I can't talk to somebody in 15 minutes.
I know. This is why they're not showing up, though, so I guess you have to make a toss-up. Do you want them to show up for that follow-up call so that you can get them started and talk to them forever? Or do you want to not have them show up and just go ahead and talk to them forever beforehand? You're going to have to make that choice.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why they're not showing up, though. The conversation needs to be within 10, 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People are busy, and there's no reason for it to go any longer. If it's going any longer, there's some selling going on. And if they get a hint that you're trying to sell them now, they're not going to show up for that presentation to get sold.
Okay.
Write this down, Danielle. People don't like to be sold, but they love to buy.
Right.
They hate to be sold, but they love to buy. Isn't that true about you and me?
I don't even like to buy. I'm cheap.
But if you're going to buy something, do you want it to be sold? Okay, so the guy at the meat counter,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, Danielle, I got to tell you, this steak right here is the most incredible steak you ever had. You really got to buy this thing. I mean, because this steak is absolutely amazing. It's USRDA choice. It is Angus beef. I'm telling you, it's amazing, and it's really, really good. And it doesn't have all that many chemicals in it, but I'm telling you.
Yeah,
right?
I don't like steak.
Right? You don't want to be pushed. You don't want to be pushed to buy something is my point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you rather go to that counter and sell yourself, right?
Right.
Right, whatever it is that you buy, vegetables, I don't care. Whatever it is, we don't like to be pushed to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they can detect that you're trying to sell them, then they're not going to show up for that call.
Okay.
No way.
Because I thought I was just trying to get some details out of who they are, what they do.
Yeah, so when you listen to the recording of what just happened,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find out what really is going on. So I'm going to take you through it. And I'm going to see if you can recognize anything here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's okay.
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I've been looking for something for years and not having any luck at finding anything that I'm successful at. And, you know, things just ain't getting any better, so something better change soon.
Right. Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that you've really been looking for years and years and trying to find something that you really, really could succeed at because you haven't really been able to succeed in anything yet?
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you have a pen and paper handy?
I sure do.
Okay, that's wonderful. Because to save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
No.
Okay. Tell me what is it that you do?
I work for the state of Georgia in the Division of Public Health.
Okay. So you work for the state of Georgia and the Division of Public Health.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, how did you get started in that?
Accidentally. I came on as a temp, and they convinced me to take the job full-time.
Really? So they convinced you to take the job full-time?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So tell me what you like about it.
Well, I like that there's some downtime, and I love my boss, and the downtime I get to do whatever I want to do as long as I get my job done, you know, and they all think that I'm great. They just don't know how little I do.
Wow, so they all think that you're great even though you don't do that much?
Right.
And so you get to have a lot of downtime?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. And you love your boss?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's great. And so what do you get to do in your downtime?
Mostly I look for something to do on the Internet. Play games, but mostly looking for a home business kind of stuff. That's how you got my information. I clicked an ad while I was at work.
Oh, so you clicked at work, and that's how you found us was while you were working. You were looking for a home-based business.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to take you back through. I want to see if you notice anything from the different examples. Okay, so I'm going to I'm just going to start from – I'll start from the top. So, hi, Danielle.
Yeah, hi.
How's it going?
It's okay.
Okay, this is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, I've been looking for something for years and haven't found anything that I've been successful at. Things ain't getting any better.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I sure do.
All right. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. So are you currently working from home?
No.
Okay. What is it that you do?
I work for the State of Georgia Division of Public Health.
Oh, wow. How long?
6 years.
Did you say 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what exactly do you do there?
I'm a glorified secretary, kind of tech support.
Tell me more about that.
Well, let's see. I do whatever they want me to do, the secretarial type, but a lot of times it's, hey, Danny, my computer won't work. Come intimidate it, you know, so that kind of stuff.
So you have quite a bit of computer experience?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you learn that?
Oh, just put me in front of a computer. I figure it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you always had an interest there?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go to school for that?
Not really. I got a degree in math education, but some of what we did was college was learning computer programming, too, because they often make the math teachers teach the computer science classes.
Right. Okay. So tell me, what do you like about what you do?
It's very laid back. We have a lot of downtime. I get to do whatever I want to do as long as I get my job done, and I absolutely love my boss.
Really? Tell me why.
Because we're a lot alike. You know, we're just a lot alike. I don't know. I can't explain it.
So are you personal friends on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. And what exactly does your boss do?
She's my boss.
Right, but what's
what
your
you mean.
What's that?
I think I see what you mean. Yeah. What wrong with it? Yeah.
No, but seriously, what does your boss do?
What does my boss do? She manages the cardiovascular health program.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Now, tell me, what do you not like about your job?
I am not very well suited for working in state government. Well, let's put it this way. I'm not suited for working for anybody. I am very politically incorrect, and I am very straightforward and in your face, and I rock the boat too much. And when it's busy, it's so busy, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Everybody wanted everything yesterday. And, you know, good enough for government work means it was due yesterday and you ain't done with it yet.
Right. Wow. Okay, so are you looking to replace your income or just supplement it?
Both right now. I mean, God, I would love to replace my income. I would love to have that's why I started looking for a home business in the first place, is because I've been trying to be an actress for a long time. And, you know, bosses don't like you taking time off for auditions and gigs. So I would love to have the financial freedom to you know, take the classes and take the gigs and go to auditions and not, you know, not have to make anybody mad, because here I don't even ask for the time off. I just say, I have a gig this day. I'm, you know, I'll be gone at this time, you know.
Right. Okay, so what kind of acting do you do?
Anything they'll pay me to do that's not porn.
I'm so glad you have a line drawn. How long have you been acting?
Oh, my God. On and off for years and years and years. I haven't really been doing a whole lot in the past year because I got married and had a baby and got really fat. And had time anymore. And
that's awesome. So, okay, so, like, out of all the acting that you've been able to do prior to having the baby, what has been, like, the favorite gig that you've ever done?
Musicals. And it's really terrible to say that, because they require so much work, so much rehearsal, that most of the time you don't get paid for. And then you have, what, a week, 2 weeks to 6 weeks of running a show that you actually get paid for, if you get paid at all. But it's not work to me. It is so much fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me what's fun about it.
Just everything. I mean, even if you have to get up at 5, I've done this before, get up at 5 o'clock for a film shoot, you know. and you dread getting up so early and you can't sleep at night because you're too excited. But it's just so much fun. I don't know how to explain it. It's not working. It's just fun.
So is there any particular musical that sticks out in your mind? Was your favorite one?
Oh, good Lord. Down in the Valley. It's got some beautiful music.
What was that?
Down in the Valley.
Huh.
You probably know this one. Down in the Valley, Valley so low. I think it's the On Top of Old Smokey.
Oh, gotcha. So what part did you play?
I was really in the chorus on that one. Mm-hmm. But all of the music in that is just absolutely beautiful. Well, wait a minute. Let me take it back. I think I loved Carmen better.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I loved Carmen better. That was more fun music.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you said that you have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
What's her name?
Jamie.
Jamie? Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
Oh, I've tried many.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you currently accustomed to?
I currently take home about $1,600 a month.
Okay.
And so does my husband. And the daycare is absolutely eating up the checking account / savings account that I had. And so we can't afford to do that much longer.
No
it's
kidding.
Just about gone.
How old is your baby?
3.
3 years old. Okay. And what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
Well, I'm hoping that if I can make $1,000 a month myself, then I can stay home.
Okay.
And not have to worry about daycare. Anything over that would be icing on the cake.
Okay. And do you have capital set aside to start your business?
Yeah, a little. If the daycare doesn't completely eat up my
time. I know. Yeah. Terrible, yeah? Okay, cool. Let's just stop right here. All right. So which example did I find out more information?
The second example.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Ask more questions.
Well, in the first example, I repeated everything that you said instead of asking more questions. And that's essentially what happened with me. So when you were interviewing me, for example, I said, I'm a licensee manager, for National Car Rental. And you said, well, what does
what
that
does
mean?
What does a licensee manager do?
Yeah. What does a licensee manager do? And I explained it, and you said, oh, okay, well, I worked in the auto business, auto repair business also.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, in other words, you were talking about yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I'm trying to remember now, I said, I enjoy the freedom on my job, and you said freedom from what? You were assuming that I had freedom from something. A simple way to get more information out of me is really tell me more about that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? In other words, you were trying to box me in on something that I wasn't about freedom from anything. I just enjoy the freedom to be able to run my licensee location the way I want to.
Okay.
You were assuming, here was the proof. Mm-hmm. When I asked you, what don't you like about your job, you said, I'm just not made to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
So you were trying to fit me into your box.
Okay.
So freedom from, I'm sure if I let you finish that, I would have been freedom from a boss. So it wasn't about freedom from something. It was about the freedom to do something.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So in other words, through the interview, you were assuming things and trying to box me in to be like you.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And
yeah.
So you kept interjecting things about you instead of asking me more about me.
Okay. Well, yes, because I know on a couple of the trainings that I listened to from you, you said it's okay to mention yourself every once in a while to find a commonality.
No. What you've heard on those trainings is this. I don't know what trainings you're talking about, but I've told people for one solid year I don't ever want you to mention anything about you.
Okay,
until you are completely over.
Right.
Until you are completely over you.
Right.
Don't interject anything about you until you're over you. Because
right.
What happens is that if we do that from the beginning, then the conversations are 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and people don't show up. And so the reason is we're not finding out what we need to find. The key is, and you haven't graduated from Dynasty yet either, which really hones in on the skills of the other person, hones in on the skills of listening, hones in on getting that information from that person. And so until then, I would not be interjecting anything about yourself, only because the tendency is to keep it on yourself. So okay. Stay far away from that. And just keep it all on them, which is what I did. You learned nothing about me through the second interview.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all. But I got a whole lot of information about you.
Boy, did you.
I did. And all I did, it was simple questions. Really tell me more about that. How come? Well, what do they do? Well, out of the musicals you've done, what has been the favorite one? I mean, I discovered your personality in a half second.
Right.
Flame and Sapphire. Everything's
got
to be fun.
Yeah, I've got enough of... What is it? The emerald that says "Show me the numbers."
Uh huh.
Yeah, I got some of that grounds me.
Well, good. But the reality is, you're motivated as a sapphire.
Yeah.
Then you love to do is a sapphire thing. So anyway, so that would be the key. You know, and like I said in the beginning, you've got great enthusiasm, you got great energy, all of that. Fun to talk to, easy to talk to, very nonchalant, very non-threatening. But don't repeat what they keep saying to you. Because that elongates it and opens the door for you to bring in stuff about yourself, or then it also causes you to assume that you know what they're talking about instead of asking them to talk about what they're talking about. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to change the amount of people that are actually going to show up for you. Is that that's going to establish some trust, and it's not going to come across as selling.
Apparently, I'm not noticing that I'm repeating.
Yep, you're repeating what they're saying instead of asking, well, tell me more about that. Or you're assuming you know what they mean instead of asking what they mean.
Okay.
You know, and the big example was freedom from.
Okay.
Okay, that was assuming that I needed freedom from something. No, I have the freedom to do something is where I was coming from. So that miscommunication violates trust.
What kind of freedom?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
How about what do you mean by that?
Right.
It's real simple. Real simple, and it has them explain what they mean by that. I asked you that question several times.
Okay.
And you went off. Offered me the information I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
Okay? All right, cool.
Everybody does that for you, Danny.
No. It's not about what they do for me. It's a simple question. You try asking that question, you'll see what you get. It's a simple question. It's the key is communication. That is the key. And so the communication that I did with you established some trust and gave me all kinds of information about you. And the more you got talking, the more you felt comfortable.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I don't need help feeling comfortable.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? But the prospect does.
Right.
Yep, the prospect needs help feeling comfortable. No question. Okay, cool. Sarah, go ahead and put her back in and give me Jennifer. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Give me Louis Godfather. I mean Goldfather, sorry.
Your line is now open, Lewis.
Lewis, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, 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 good. Okay, I'm looking at your numbers here. Hold on one second. Got to find your roster. And it looks like you're working real part-time, right?
Yeah, I just started another career, and it just seems like I work on it 24/7.
With your real estate?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, but look at your numbers, though, dude. You're doing great.
Thanks.
180 dials. You talked to 30 people, had 6 go to a presentation, and you enrolled 2. That's huge. That's really awesome. That's beautiful. And 2 product clients. Are they the same 2 people?
No, 2 new ones.
So you're saying that's 4 out of 6?
There's just been 2 new product clients total. It happened like.
No, what I'm saying is you had 2 new product clients and you had 2 new people enrolled, right?
Right.
So is that a total of 4 people?
Yeah.
That's 4 out of 6 presentations. That's huge. That's what I'm saying. That is completely outrageous, Lewis.
Wow.
That's gorgeous. Okay, so let me see if I can do anything to help you between the 30 and the 6, because that's definitely where, I mean, if we just increase the amount of people that showed up for your presentation, your closing ratios are scary good, ridiculously good. Okay, so let's go ahead and work on that. Go ahead and grab your prospecting script.
Got it.
And start in.
Okay, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, this is Lewis. I'm just calling you back. You had requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, it depends on what you got.
Okay, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Sure. I can get one.
Okay.
Okay, I got one.
Okay. To save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions just to figure out what information to direct you to. Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Danny, what do you do for a living?
I actually work in a bindery.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me more about that. Like, what do you actually do?
Well, I actually work for my father. He's the owner of the business, and I take care of the books.
And how long have you been working in that business?
I have been working in that business, I don't know, I think I started about 4 months ago, three, 4 months ago, something like that.
And how's it been going? Like, so actually, how did you choose to work for your dad? Like, did he ask you to come work in the business, or was it your own? Sorry.
Well, it's kind of a long story. I met my father just about 6 months ago, and I wasn't raised with him. And I decided to move up to Portland area to be, you know, with him and to meet, you know, the rest of my family, my sisters and my brother and stuff. And he just, you know, offered me to work for him. So I'm living at his house and working with him right now.
Wow, Danny. That's an amazing story. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, I was raised by a stepfather, and I didn't even find out that he was my dad until I was 17. So, and then I found him when I was 18.
Oh, my goodness, wow. And now, what do you like most? I mean, you just started this job about 4 months ago. What do you like most about it?
I like crunching numbers. I love, you know, figuring out where the profits are and things like that.
And what is it like to work with your father now?
That's really fun. I absolutely enjoy that.
Is there any other family that works in the business?
Yeah, my stepmother does.
Cool. And what does she do?
She works pretty much alongside with my dad in the actual in the shop, you know, where they're cutting, collating, pasting, things like that.
And what did you do before you worked for your father, Danny?
I worked at a place called Larson's, which was an appliance center.
And what did you do there?
I managed the rent-to-own part of the business. I was a rent-to-own manager.
And what did you like best about that?
I liked being the manager.
Oh.
I liked being in charge.
Yeah. And what did you like best about that?
About being in charge?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I just like being in charge. I don't know. I like dealing with the customers. I like increasing the sales of the overall company. I don't know. I like the responsibility, I guess. I like the responsibility of having to manage everything and how to, you know, keep the records of everything and following up with the customers, helping the customers pick the right appliances and furniture that are best for their needs, things like that.
Awesome. Now, on your current job, what do you dislike about it?
I don't like my stepmother. She is rude to me. She hates my guts. She hated my mother, so she just, like, has transferred this hate onto me. So I've got to get out of that job, and I've got to get out of that house.
Now, are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
Absolutely, replacing.
And are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Any kids?
Yes.
Oh, how many?
One.
Oh, a boy or a girl?
Little girl.
Oh, how old?
She's 6 months old.
Wow. Danny, I think you deserve some kind of award. Wow, that's just awesome. So I'm really, it's just tremendous stuff. I mean, I interview all kinds of people, and really you should be commended that you just have a full-time career and take care of a six-month-old child.
Yep.
Now, Danny, have you ever been self-employed or owned home business before?
No, I haven't.
And what level of income are you accustomed to?
I make about $1,500 a month.
And what kind of income are you looking to generate, let's say, over the next 12 months?
I would love to make at least $40,000 a year.
Okay. Now, Danny, do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
What do you mean by that? I mean, how much does it cost to get started?
Okay, well, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. It's just a lot of work on our part to set someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I'm pretty serious.
Well, tell me why.
Well, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to stay here. I know that, you know, I'm not going to be able to live there much longer, and I just can't take the wicked looks and the snide remarks, and the no matter how much I try to be nice to her and try to, you know, soften her up to be nice to me, it just ain't working, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to take it before I just unload on her.
Okay. Well, great, Danny. Let me just tell you just a little bit about the company that I work with. We're a five-year-old company, a $500 million corporation. We have tens of thousands of representatives internationally. We're currently doing business in 14 countries. Just to name a few, we're in Australia, Japan, the U.S., and we have tens of thousands of satisfied clients all over the world. And really, just because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business back to us on a monthly basis. So we're currently debt-free and publicly traded. We've been in a number of publications. Danny, have you heard of Success Magazine?
I have.
And what about Entrepreneur?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and how about Forbes?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, we've actually been in those publications 14 times in the last 2 years, and we're founded by John Smith, and the name of our company is XYZ Company. Have you ever heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Okay, great. Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has got three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have these qualities?
Definitely.
Okay, great. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Do you have internet access?
I do.
Okay. I just want to confirm your email address. Danny, what's the best email to contact you at?
The best email to contact me at would be danny@123@yahoo.com.
Okay. And, Danny, the next step is just to direct you to a live interactive call where you're going to get the information you requested so that you can move out of that situation, get away from your stepmother. You won't have to deal with those wicked looks and snide remarks.
Mm-hmm.
You make that $40,000 a year that you told me that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give you my phone number. It's 123-456-789.
Okay.
We're pre-screening a whole lot of people right now. We're going to be making a decision real soon. So the sooner you can go to this call, the better. And really, just depending on your response to that info is going to determine whether or not we'll work together and where you fit on our team. Now, Danny, on this call, you're going to hear from someone who is a multiple six-figure income earner, is someone that just worked a step-by-step system that you said that on your job, one of the things that you love is the numbers. So there's a step-by-step system on there. So before you listen to the call, grab a – actually, you already have a pen and paper handy. So take some good notes. And the call lasts just about 15 minutes. And I'll call you back in 15 minutes, and we can follow up. And then we'll see if it's a match and where your next step might be.
Okay.
So I'll call you back in 15 minutes, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, cool. Okie dokie, okie dokie. By the way, you have such a precious voice on the phone. You are completely non-threatening, and that is so awesome and works so well for you. Absolutely. And I found a couple of things that I can help you with, which is awesome and exciting because it's only going to improve your numbers, even though your closing ratios are completely outrageous and awesome. I am confident that these few little tweaks that you can do are going to absolutely help not only your real estate career, but your home-based business career as well. As you started going through the script and once you started reading, you know, through, you know, as far as, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard, you have really good posture in those places. really good posture with your company track record information. Now, obviously, that's the track record that we have written the script, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I would like to hear what your company track record is that you use.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what that is so I can critique that for you. Do you have that worked out?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, why don't you give me that so I can see if there's anything there that I can help you with.
Okay. Okay.
Just don't say the company name.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay. Danny, we're a 12-year-old company that just went to $1 billion status. We've experienced 400% growth in the last 9 months. We have tens of thousands of reps internationally, and we're currently doing business in 14 countries. We're opening one new country just about every month. And to name a few, we're already in Australia, Japan, the U.S., New Zealand, the Caribbean Islands. We have tens of thousands of satisfied clients all over the world. And because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business back to us on a monthly basis.
Wow.
So we're currently debt-free and been in a number of publications. Danny, have you heard of Success Magazine?
I have.
What about Entrepreneur?
Yes.
And how about Forbes?
Yes.
We've actually been in those publications 23 times in the last 10 years.
Wow.
And, Danny, do you ever see those industry rankings that come out that list the top 10 companies in each industry?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, we've been in the top one or two spot in the last 14 in that – top one or two spots in the last 14 months.
Wow.
We're funded by John Smith, and the name of our company is XYZ. Have you heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Okay, great.
Dude, that was awesome. Good job. I have nothing to go off in there. I want to tell you what is so good about what you're saying. This is so huge, and I want everyone to hear what I'm about to say. When you gave the statistics of your company and you were giving the company track record, you actually believe what you're saying. You see, so oftentimes people will say, you know, we're a billion-dollar company. You know, we are in X amount of companies. Just real, real boring. But you were like, you know, this is a big deal. Do you know what I mean? You told your story. You told the story of the company as the story is. It's huge. It's beautiful. You had killer body language as you were delivering the message about what your company has and what they have to offer. I think that was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Obviously, you stumbled a little bit around the end because you had to change some things, but that's only because you had to change some of those things because you can't say that here on the call. But, man, you had awesome posture, awesome confidence, great voice inflections. All of that was beautiful. Okay, so let me help you through this. There's a lot of pauses during the interview portion of what we were doing. And those pauses say to the prospect, I'm not comfortable, I'm not confident. And it says that you're looking for the next thing that you're going to ask. I want you to relax with that. Lewis, you've got it. You absolutely have got it. You communicate very, very well. I want you to get out of your head of trying to figure out how to do this, because I think if you just went with it, you'd actually surprise yourself. You'd surprise yourself a lot. And so the pauses kind of make me want to ask you questions. They kind of make me want to tune you out a little bit. So you want to shore up on those pauses. The other thing is that we want to match the responses. You want to match the responses to what I'm saying. Let me give you a great example. You know, I said, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to last, you know, with my mother-in-law, with her wicked looks and this and that. And your response was, okay, great, Danny. That didn't quite match with the sob story I was giving you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So, and that's like, when you listen to the MP3, you'll hear that. You'll be like, well, that was a mismatch. I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible. That would have been the response. But now, okay, great, Danny. Does that make sense?
I felt that one.
that was a total mismatch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was giving you the sob story to see what you would say, and the sob story was true. I mean, everything I just said, I was acting like I was 18, as I was when I met my father, and I told you that whole thing. And so there was a couple little mismatches there. I'm really sorry to hear that. That's terrible. We got to do something about that, you know, and then move on. You know what I mean? You did a great job rolling with my money objection. Well, you know, how much does it cost to get started? Well, you know, Danny, you did not blink. That was perfect. I mean, that was water on a duck's back. You just kept going, and that was beautiful. You did not, you know, stumble when I gave you that objection. You just knew right what to do, and you just did it, which was beautiful. Good job giving me the encouragement. But I would shorten that encouragement up a little bit. You were really searching for words to say, and then once you got the words to say, man, you nailed it. And so that's all. It was, wow, good job. I mean, you need to be commended. You're raising a six-month-old and working a full-time job. That's incredible. That right there would have been enough versus going off. You know what I mean? You kind of went a bit. It was a little too much. I love the encouragement that you gave me. Made me feel good inside once you got to it. But the roundabout part of it was a little overboard. So you just, you know, want to cut that down and say, man, that's amazing. You deserve an award. You're raising a six-month-old at the same time working full-time. That's awesome. You know, that was great. It was good that you looked for something to commend me on, and it did make me feel good. Awesome job repeating my needs back to me. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It was textbook, and it was awesome. You kind of went really fast. You didn't kind of. You did go very fast through your phone number, and there's no way I could have written that down. So you want to say it slowly, repeat it, and ask them to repeat it back to you. Now you've got me engaged with you. So you kind of lost me at the end with rolling over the phone number, rolling over the website, rolling over all that kind of stuff. And so you want to slow that down a little bit and just be, okay, you know, let me give you my phone number. It's 123-456-7890. Again, that's 123. When I say it again, that makes them know that they have to write this down. Can you go ahead and repeat that to me? I want to make sure that you got it okay. Now you got me engaged. Does that make sense? And then the edification, when you don't give a name, that's not edifying. So what happened was you said, you know, someone will, and this person, and the someone, and the someone. You want to be specific. Just say, you know what? The individual that developed this information is John Smith. And John Smith is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's not that often that we get to actually be even surrounded by somebody like this, be able to encounter somebody's work like this. And so pay very close attention. You have that paper and pen handy, right? Yes. Great. Take some really good notes, because on that site is exactly where you will find and then repeat the needs, strengths, and goals. So you want to be a little bit more specific with your edification. Okay. Make sense?
Yep.
All righty. So all in all, I think that was a beautiful job.
Thank you, Penny.
Hey, you know what? I have role-played with you before, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Lewis, you have done an unbelievable job schooling yourself and increasing your skill set. I think, did I role play with you back in January? Or was it last November?
It was like January, just back, maybe I think it was in February on the team.
Yeah, on your team call. I am blown away about how much more comfortable you are, how much more natural you are. Your posture has massively increased. You have become more one with that script. Only thing to shore up is the communication in the beginning, you know, trying to search for the next question versus just relax and get to know this person. That was, wow, totally impressed with how much you have improved in the last 4 months. Outrageous improvement that you've made.
Thanks,
yep.
Danny.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You know what, Lewis, I'm going to use you because I want to at least to get on this MP3. I'm going to take somebody all the way through the script. If you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and role play with you. You be the prospect.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So, hi, Lewis.
Yes.
How's it going?
Going well, thanks.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, I just responded to a few different ads on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yep, I do.
All right. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
I do, in fact.
Okay. What do you do?
Danny, I'm a realtor. I'm a real estate agent.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing that?
Just about a month, really.
Oh, so you just got started.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, what led you to that field?
I had a job that I hated. And just I decided to quit and find a job that just suited my lifestyle a little better.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what the job was.
Oh, I worked inside sales. I was in a room with no windows. I was on the phone about 8 to 10 hours a day.
No. How long did you do that?
Oh, I actually moved to where I live now to do that job.
No.
So, Danny, I think jail cells even have windows.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, so you did inside sales for who?
It was a company that's in the fitness industry. So we worked with, I called on health club owners.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did that all day long, and I really thought the job was going to be a whole lot different, a whole lot more outside sales, like
mm-hmm.
get in my car and go around and see different people, but it wasn't. It wasn't quite that way.
Wow. Now, how long did you do this?
7 months.
7 months. What did you do before that?
I had this similar job just out in California, and
mm-hmm.
I moved to where I'm at now to take on that position.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of living is so much less.
Yeah.
And was able to buy a house and do a lot of things that I just wouldn't have been able to do in California.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So did you do outside sales for a similar product line?
In California, I did get a chance to do a little bit of that. And then I was kind of promised a lot of things and moved to Texas, and it just wasn't that way at all. The reality was not the perception.
Wow, what a bummer.
I just did not get along with my boss either. So
really?
Find those two things, and it's just, yeah.
Bummer. That's too bad. Now, tell me, was there anything that you liked about the inside sales with marketing fitness products?
Just getting to know some of the health club owners. You know, the fitness industry, it's so competitive. I
mm-hmm.
really felt that I could just help them kind of create a niche, you know, to give them something, just a slight competitive edge over all the other health clubs.
Right.
I like that stuff, the strategy of it all.
Tell me what you're liking about real estate so far.
Oh, the real estate, I just get to work with all kinds of different people. And really, well, the first thing I like is I'm just my own boss.
Mm-hmm.
I work at home, and I can work as many hours as I want if I want to stay and do research on the internet, stay up until like 11 or 12 at night. I can do that.
Uh-huh.
And I seemingly work like 7 days a week until that client actually signs the contract to buy. It's like, you know, it's an endless amount of properties that can be found. So
right. Now, what do you not like about real estate so far?
Unless I make a sale, only when I make a sale, that's when I get paid.
Gotcha.
There's no weekly paycheck.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay. Now, are you married?
Nope.
Okay. Any kids?
Nope.
Okay. Now, have you ever been self-employed prior to being in real estate or owned a home business before?
No, I never have.
Okay. Now, what level of income were you accustomed to in your inside sales job?
I was making about $3,000 a month.
Okay. And what level of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
About $10,000 a month.
All righty.
That would suit me very well.
Okay. And do you have capital set aside to start your business?
Yes, a little bit. Uh-huh.
All righty. Now, you know, Lewis, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Lewis, how serious are you about starting a home business?
Very serious.
Tell me why.
Well, I already have chosen to work from home and work for myself
mm-hmm.
and write my own ticket, and I feel like, okay, well, that's where I want to be. So to look at something that has that ingredient to it, that it's just out there and I can make it as big as I want, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about the company that I work with. We are a five-year-old, $500 million corporation, and we have tens of thousands of representatives internationally. We're currently doing business in 14 different countries. Just to name a few, we're in Australia, Japan, and the U.S. We have tens of thousands of satisfied clients all over the world, and because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis. We are currently debt-free and publicly traded, and we've been in a number of different publications. In fact, Lewis, have you ever heard of Success Magazine? What about Entrepreneur? Forbes?
Yep, of course.
Okay. We actually have been in those publications 14 times in the last 2 years, and we were founded by Mr. John Smith, and the name of our corporation is XYZ Company. Have you ever heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, Lewis, the person that we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have these qualities?
Definitely.
Okay, great. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
Yep, I did.
Okay. I want to confirm your email address. What is the best email address that you've got to contact you with?
It's just lewis@yahoo.com.
Okay. That's simple. And the spelling of that is L-O-U?
Yep, L-O-U-I-S.
Okay. All right. And Ian, go ahead and write down this web address real quick. It's www.123.com. I'm going to be sending you a link to our website to make sure that you get the information. Hey, by the way, do you have access to the internet while talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and run over to your computer. I want to make sure that you have no problem downloading that information.
Okay.
So how in the world did you choose real estate?
Oh, Danny, I love it. I really...
Really? Tell me why.
Yeah, just, you know, to take... someone that, okay, really, it's just the biggest decision of their life, seemingly, maybe outside of getting married or having kids.
Yeah.
Two things that I haven't done yet, but just, you know, that's their home. That's like their dream.
Yeah.
So I really, to be just a very small part of that is really cool, and I know it's one of the top one or two or three ways that create $1 million. I mean, I think I'm trying to get myself on that path, and I'm looking around to for an investment property. So, and I've met up with some people that can do a lot of home improvements and not charge me too much money to do them. So, to do the renovations and stuff, that's a real interest to me.
That's awesome.
Money. So I've got that website.
Okay, awesome. All right. Now, what I want you to do is make sure you take some really good notes, because on this website is exactly where you're going to get the information you requested, so that you will be able to generate that at least $10,000 a month and be able to write your own ticket, go bigger if you want to, smaller if you want to, and still enjoy being your own boss, being able to work from home and work in as many hours, as little hours as you want to, and also being able to be a part of somebody else's dream, you know, being able to be a part of somebody's life in that way and having a small part to do with a life change that they have. And so this website was actually developed by Tom Smith, and Tom is an individual who has an amazing track record. You know how it's very rare that we ever get to actually be around someone who has developed something very successful before?
Yes.
Well, you are actually looking at a website right now that Tom Smith developed himself. He actually hired a whole mess of programmers and so on to be able to put together a system that has really been able to help a lot of different people come into the kind of incomes that they want to, being able to make their own hours and do exactly what they want to do. Tom has an amazing, exceedingly powerful reputation in the marketplace today. He's a very busy man, and fortunately, we are all able to participate in the thing that he actually put together. And so you want to take some very good notes. Let me go ahead and give you my phone number. The number is 209-123-7890. Again, that's 209-123-7890. Can you repeat that back to me?
Sure. 209-123-7890.
Okay. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be making a decision here real soon. So the sooner that you can get through this information, the better. And depending on what your response is to this information will determine whether or not we're going to work together and where you fit in on the team. So what I'll do is I'll call you back in about 15 minutes. It takes most people just about 15 minutes to peruse that information. And I will see if you have any questions, and then we'll see whether or not it makes sense for us to take the next step. So I'll call you back in 15, and again, take some really good notes, because on that site is exactly where you'll find that information so that you will be able to generate that extra $10,000 a month, still being able to write your own ticket, big or small, picking your own hours, having the freedom to do that, and also be able to have a small part in somebody else's dream. So I will call you back in 15, and I'll look forward to talking to you.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Lewis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that call was exactly 10 minutes. For 4 minutes, I had formed you, and that essentially is how to get the job done right. So there, all of you guys now has an example of how to make it happen. Lewis, how did you feel going through that with me?
It was just conversational.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, just talking to a friend. And
yeah,
yeah, you really convicted me when you started talking about my goals and the things that I wanted and the $10,000 a month and
yeah,
being part of somebody's dream. Like, I'm going to that
yep
website.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I want, so I'm going. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, awesome. Lewis, I appreciate you role playing with me.